Shavua Tov. If you asked the average Jew, whether it's Judaism or Christianity, that believes that man is the son of God, I think many Jews would say it's Christianity. In the third parak of Avot, Rabbi Akiva teaches us that on the one hand, all human beings are precious. They're created in the image of God. The Jews are uniquely precious in that they are the children of God. Banim atem l'Hashem Elokechem. In fact, Rabbi Akiva points out two things. Number one, that we are that way, as we're told by Hashem in Shmos, Perek Dalid, Bini Bechor Yisrael, but also that Hashem let us know this, let us know how special we are. And that, of course, takes place in this week's Parsha, Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Aleph, where Hashem says, Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokechem. And the difference between Jews and non-Jews is that all human beings are precious, are created in some way like God. But a personal relationship that God has with His children, with the Jewish people. We see the depth and breadth of this in a debate between the Tanoim in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Vav Med Aleph, where Rabbi Yehuda says that the relationship of Banim depends on our conduct. But Rabbi Meir proves from many psukim in Tanakh that Ben Kach U Ben Kach Kruyim Banim. The Jewish people are always God's children, no matter how we act, because Tanakh refers to us as rebellious, wayward, bad children in many places, but we're still God's children. One of the psukim quoted is from Sefer Hosea. The Gemara in Psachim Pei Zayin explains that God told Hosea that the Jews were sinning, and Hosea said, turn them in for another people, erase them. And God told Hosea to marry a prostitute and have children from her, and only later told him to separate from his wife and children so that Hosea can appreciate what it means to have this personal relationship with one's children. We find this in the Gemara in Shabbat, Daf Pei Tet, Amud Aleph as well, where Yitzchak uses this relationship of God with his children, the Jewish people, to defend the Jewish people. The Maharal explains that the relationship that is most inseparable is a parent and their child. And that's why Rabbi Akiva emphasizes this based on the Torah, and why Rabbi Akiva Lishitaso emphasized this as a basis for tshuva, for tahara, in the last Mishnah in Yoma, Lefnei Miatem Etarin, Lefnei Avichem Sheba Shamayim, and then the Gemara in Tainus, where we're told that Rabbi Akiva authored the tefillah of Avinu Malkenu. The psukim here in the beginning of Perek Yudalid speak about the implications of this relationship, as opposed to many psukim in the Torah which tell us that we should keep mitzvot in order to become holy, in order to reach a higher level. Perek Yudalid in Sefer Dvarim speaks about the mitzvot we need to keep because we're on a higher level. Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokechem, etc. Kiyam kadosh atah l'Hashem Elokecha. And therefore we need to keep these mitzvot. What's interesting is to see the mitzvot that appear in between the Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokechem and the Yam kadosh. Maybe at first glance we're surprised that there are mitzvot about the physical maintenance of a person, not to make cuts, not to make bald spots. Rashi explains, as banim l'Hashem Elokechem, we need to look appropriate. Physically, we should carry ourselves properly. But we find in the Mefarshim two deeper levels of this idea. The first is that the problem is making bald spots, making cuts because of a death. Ibn Ezra explains that as children of God, we should realize that we have significance beyond this world. The Ramban connects this concept to Am Kadosh. As holy people, we should know that our souls continue after this world. The Sifri understands the prohibition of Lo Titkorudu, not to make cuts, in a similar, deeper way. The Sifri says Lo Titkorudu means not just not making cuts, but not separating the Jewish people into separate groups. We're so used to denominations in Judaism that we don't realize there's an Issa D'Araisa to subdivide. How does this connect to Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokechem? On the simplest level, as Malachi says in Perek Bet, Pasuk Yud, Av Echad L'Kulanu. We should be unified because we're all brothers. The Rambam uses this idea in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim to explain the responsibility of tzedakah that Jews have to one another. The Ritva speaks about this on a second level. He says, as the children of God, we represent God in this world. And since God is one, we need to represent Him as one as well. And this is how Rav Kook explains the severity of Poresh Min HaTzibur. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin tells us that a person is Poresh Min HaTzibur, Ein Lo Chelek Le'olam Haba. Rav Kook explains the significance of this because we are meant to stand as one ontological unit representing the one God in our world. In fact, Rav Kook compares Jews who want to separate themselves from the rest of the community to the woman who was willing to have her baby, Kaviyachal, cut in half in front of Shlomo HaMelech. We see here in these psukim the special relationship we have with Hashem, and the implications that should have in how we carry ourselves and how we see each other and how we see life in this world and beyond.